www.praisewalledradio.com.
Praisewalled Radio. Praisewalled Radio. Nigeria's number one gospel radio station.
Hello, hello, hello. Hey, guys. It is the second hour of our three-hour radio show, 9 to 12 every weekday, the Praise O'Clock Show. And it's a wow, wacky, wonderful, washiri, wakpa Wednesday. It's a day like today. I wish I had Bishop G in the studio. Bishop G actually can speak three languages. I was having a chat with him yesterday and he said sometimes he forgets himself that he can speak all those languages till his wife like taps him and says, you know, he can speak Hausa to these people now. Because my guest this hour is somebody who understands Hausa language, or maybe, I hope. And I really wish I could have like a Hausa conversation with her in the course of the interview. But hey, I'll try the best I can. Nakwana!
Mafia.
I don't think I'm very good with languages.
Yeah, but you tried.
I was in the north. Well, I was in Jos for 6 months. I was hoping I was going to be able to pick some, Hausa.
My mom is from Jos.
Hey.
Yes, my mom is from Jos, but I am originally from Bauchi State.
Oh, okay. Yes, okay, so let's start by asking, how many languages can you speak besides, speaking
in tongues? To be honest, very fluently, just English and Hausa, but I can speak Zara language because that's my language from Bauchi State. I'm Sayawa by tribe. I can speak Zara to an extent, and then I can Zara, also speak Jarawa.
Zara like the fashion brand.
Z-A-A-R.
Okay.
That's Zara.
Ah.
That's the way we pronounce it. Zara.
Okay.
We're Sayawa by tribe. We speak Zara language.
Oh, okay. Yeah. How does it sound like? How does good morning? How are you doing Kumbudia today? Okay, sounds a bit like Hausa.
Yeah, but not really.
Oh, okay.
Not really. Like, if you're going to count in Hausa, you say there be ukuhudu beer. If you're counting in my language, it will be nambong mbithum.
Okay.
My whoops, they're not very similar at all.
It feels like you're speaking in tongues.
I
right
know.
Now.
My language is very difficult.
Wow.
It's not a very easy language.
Okay, so guys, on the show this morning, we have with us the one we have been talking about for over a week now, the lovely, amazing minstrel, Lami. Woohoo! Okay, so can we do this Zamar? Is that how you said Zamar? The language?
Oh, Zar.
Zar. Zar.
Yes.
Okay. If I want to remember, I just think about Zara and then Zar. Mm. Can we say, can you help say good morning? Good morning, guys. Welcome to the Praise O'Clock Show.
Preferably in how I speak Hausa very fluently. You
no,
want
is
me
this
speaking my language?
Yeah, Zar.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Kumbudia. Kumbudla fiangan. What else did you want me to say?
I don't even know the one I have said.
Oh, I said was good morning. I hope you slept well.
Okay. You're listening to the Praise O'Clock Show, yeah.
Well, that's deeper. I don't know how to put that. I don't know how to put it that way.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, but if it was in Hausa, I would say, kunaji, magana mu, like a Praise World Station. You know that? I don't know how to say Praise World in Hausa.
Oh, but no. That one is fine. Mm-hmm. Wow, great to have you with us on the show today.
Thank you very much.
Oh, great. So before this interview kicked off, myself and Lami were having a conversation about social media. She's more of a Facebook person, and then we're talking about Instagram, and she mentioned that her mom is on Instagram. I'm like, whoa. So basically, about social media, before we talk about the song Holy is the Lord, what role would you say social media plays generally in the music ministry?
Ooh, it does a lot. I think it does a lot because it's like you're still in your room and you put something out. Mm. You know, instead of just, if you were going to go about it like reaching people one-on-one, this is my song, this is, even if you're going through WhatsApp, you're going to have to like reach one contact after the other. Mm. Though WhatsApp too is a very large platform.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
then at the same time, think places like Facebook, Instagram and the rest, when you just put something out, before you know it, I mean, I put the video of this particular, the snippet,
okay,
out, and then before you could say, over a thousand wow, views, I was like, what? Mm. Just like that, just now. So yeah, the awareness was large. People were calling me up. Some people were even saying like, oh, we've been friends all these years, I didn't know you sing. I was like, what?
Yeah.
You know, but at least it created so much. it has a large role. It plays a very big role.
Amazing.
Yes,
amazing.
A very big role.
Amazing. Mm. So, guys, on Instagram, on Twitter, at least that one I know about, you can check out Lami at Lami For Real. That's the figure four. Lami is spelled L-A-M-E-E, four, figure four, real.
Yeah.
All right, now let's get to this. Holy is the Lord. Would I be correct to say this is your debut single?
Yes, yes.
Oh, wow. That's good. This is your first single. And
yes.
Is this good?
Yes.
How long have you been singing? Because this is impressive for a debut.
I've been singing for, well, maybe since I was a teenager.
Okay.
I would say, but not like when you say singing and taking it very serious.
Not professionally.
But I was just professionally. Well, this is actually what you call professional. So I wouldn't.
Okay. Well,
this is when you bring out a, you bring out a single or something. That's when you're actually going professional. But like singing, being invited to churches, I've been doing that.
Oh, that's professional too. Yes, in some way.
To an extent. I've been ministering and all that.
At what point did you decide, or did you think it was right for you to go into recording music? Because I believe that they are performing artists and they are recording artists.
Yes.
And they're artists who, function in both capacities.
Exactly.
Pretty well. And so some people could actually have a lifetime career that spans all the way without them really doing recordings.
Yeah,
and just
exactly.
Do majorly performances and stuff. So at what point do you think it was ideal or time for you to delve into recording?
Well, I think finding the right time. I feel like most of the time, any time could have actually been the right time. But I think for me, I didn't go into it to this extent because it was very important for me to raise my family and not do too much at the same time.
Mm.
I wanted to face my family first and all that. So a lot of things were put on hold for me to let my kids not be too into this and then not have time for my children, because I actually grew up in an environment where both my parents worked and I saw that to a great extent I needed to give a lot
attention.
Of time, especially because I was no more in the north. This is Lagos. Mm. Lagos is a very busy place.
Mm.
And at a point in time, if you leave your kids like that, you find out somebody else is raising your child for you.
Word.
So balancing work, everything, career, ministry, church, everything, sometimes could be a very big challenge that it would take its toll on the family.
Yeah.
So I felt... But the truth of the matter is that when you look back, you realize that at many particular points, you could actually have done certain things.
Right.
Yes. Done certain things. But I feel like my younger sister told me when this song came out, she said, if you had started this some years back, it probably wouldn't have come out well. That she believes this is the right time. I also believe too that sometimes if things don't happen at a certain point in time you wanted them to happen, or if the progression of life did not make allowances for that to happen, it means that God had a better plan.
Right.
And that's the way I see it. I feel that this is actually God's perfect time for it to come out.
Time and chance.
Exactly.
Happens to them all.
Exactly.
So I'm also assuming that you probably have a lot of songs that you have written or that you have been performing.
Sure, I do.
Oh, but before now though, all the times you go out to perform, to minister, what songs do you sing?
I don't sing my songs.
Okay.
No, I don't. I don't sing my songs.
Okay.
I think we've sang my song. We had a little group back then with my husband. My husband plays instruments too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that was how we met.
Okay. Now I have to pause on this one because I was going to ask. When you were talking about family, I was going to ask because. Hey guys, by the way, if you guys didn't know, her husband is here in the studio right now. So I was going to talk about how supporting that is, because that by itself is a lot of support.
Oh,
when your
he's
husband...
my number one fan and he's my backbone. He's my biggest support.
Wow,
yes.
that is priceless.
Definitely,
that's priceless.
If you do know that he was one communicating with you people.
Yeah.
Yes, he's doing most of the communication.
Wow.
And he's my backbone.
Wow, that by itself is priceless.
Yes. I think even if I sing, I always tell him. If he tells me this is just fantastic, I'm like, you are biased. You're my husband. So anything I do is just good for you. You're not a very good critic. But though he criticizes sometimes, but he's my backbone.
Wow, that's amazing. So that was on my mind when you now mentioned this part.
Yes.
So I have to pause right now to zoom into this part of the story.
Yes.
You guys met while you guys were in the same band. I would like to know
Let
the
me
story.
Tell you how we met.
Yes,
it's
please.
Quite interesting because I was in university then.
Okay.
And then ASUU went on strike. I was in ABU.
Okay.
And then we were living because we met in Kano. So I also went on strike. So I went home. My mom was in Kano then at the time, so I was there. So it was this Sunday after church. After service, I just went and sat in the car. But my younger sister, who was not in university then, was at home, so she was friends with my husband. So after service, he came to meet her at the car to talk to her. I was sitting in the car and I was just singing to myself. I love singing, so right. I sing to myself at any point I get, any opportunity I get. So I was just singing, and he now was talking to my sister. He now told her, that person singing, and she said, oh, that's my elder sister. So he now walked up to me and then he said, Shalom, you know. You know, the is that Hebrew or Greek, I don't know, but he said Shalom, you have a beautiful voice. I said, oh, thank you. Then he was like, he just took the plunge immediately, that would I like to, like, maybe when I'm not doing anything, just come around and we, you know, he plays and I, you know, do I have songs? Like, I said, no, I don't mind. So that was how, you know, some weekends like that, we just go to church. He was playing this, my songs. I was singing my songs to him. He was playing. He was so excited and all that. And one thing led to another. You know, we started getting close. He told me to join, invited me to join the choir and all that. I did.
This
and
was in Kano?
Yes, this was in Kano. That was in 1995, right? Or 96? 1995.
Okay.
That was 1995. I think we met 95. Because he asked me to marry him in 1996. So that was 1995.
Shalom to marry.
Yeah. So that was it. So we just, you know, from singing together, he started getting to know each other and all that. One thing led to another.
Well,
to God's glory, we're together today.
And here we are. Yes. Interesting.
Here so we what are 20 instrument? Years later.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. That's a good place to ring the bell. And it still feels so fresh, like fine wine.
Yeah, it does.
Okay,
it does.
So what instrument? The keyboard, right?
Yeah, he plays the keyboard and then the bass guitar.
Ah, yes. Interesting. Okay, so that was, I got all caught up in that love story. So now we're here. So of all the songs I assume that you have written,
mm-hmm.
And now you think it's time to put out the music, to record mm-hmm. the song. Why, of all these songs that you've written, why did you choose Holy is the Lord to put out?
Actually, I left that choice because the song I would have wanted to put out, I noticed my husband and my producer, Mr. Walls. Yeah, Walls were more inclined to this one.
Okay.
So I just decided, well, two are better than one. So I went along with that. I like the song too. I love it. But there was another one I preferred to this.
Maybe that's going to come after this.
Yes. Most likely.
Wow. So, Holy is the Lord. Now, by the way, Mr. Walls is a fantastic producer.
He sure is.
Like I mentioned on the show some days ago, there are certain producers that when you hear that this is the person who produced this song, you can almost judge the song right and say, mm-hmm. this has to be a good song. Mm-hmm. They don't produce bad songs. And that's Mr. Walls for you. So, Holy is the Lord. Of course, besides the Hausa parts, by the way, I really love that. That happens to be one of the things that caught my attention in the song. I'm like, aside the likes of Solomon Lange, mm-hmm. who does a lot of singing with the Hausa dialect,
yes.
we don't have so many people.
Yeah, and I think Jeremiah Giang is another one.
Yeah, but you know, he's not been so active lately. Let's see, Jeremiah did a lot, you know, throwback songs. We have us play a lot of that. That has that. But besides Jeremiah Giang and now Solomon Lange, we don't have so many people.
Yeah, that's true.
Sing. Maybe we do have them, but not on the mainstream that we get to hear about.
Exactly.
Sing with that house. And it sounds so good when you worship with the house.
Yes.
I don't know what he's saying, what it might mean, but it just sounds so good. So when I heard this, I'm like, this is really lovely. So Holy is the Lord. What is the message really behind this? I know it's a song of worship, but is there any personal meaning that this song has to you?
Well, it's more or less a worship song, because that song I was worshiping.
Okay.
So that was how I wrote the song. It was more like I was worshiping. And the chorus, you know, most of the time when I write songs, they come in parts. Some of them come fully, but some come in parts. I might just, the chorus would just come. Then I would sit down and, you know, start playing around in my head until I'm able to get what I feel works well with that chorus.
Okay.
So for Holy is the Lord, I got the, you know, Holy is the Lord. It was the chorus that was just playing in my head. It was playing in my head before I sat down to, you know, let me feel the song, and then I wrote, you know, the solo. So, but basically, it was at a point of intense worship that I wrote that song. It wasn't because anything happened, because most of my songs happen, and they come to me not just during worship, but through experiences. Sometimes an experience, sometimes is somebody tells me about something that she went through. I write a song about it. Right. Sometimes it's to relate. There's a song I wrote about a single mother, like what a single mother would go through. Someone that had to keep the baby, that had got pregnant, had to keep. So I write from different people's experience. I've written a song about the addict who, you know, the challenges of being an addict, how it all started and all that. I write songs from sometimes nature. It's a song I wrote just from driving in the car, just looking at the trees, looking at the mountains, heading towards my village. So you know the scenery when you're going towards the village is always so lovely. But Holy is the Lord came from a moment, actually from a moment. There was no definite experience. It was a time of intense worship. But what I would say is that it was like more like a resurrection kind of song, because it came out from a period where I wasn't really able to worship for a while, having lost my younger brother. So I went through a very dark phase.
Wow.
So that time when I was able to worship intimately to that extent was when this song came out, because for a while I was a bit dead inside, a bit, you know. Well, we are all Christians, but we are still human. We go through this experience. That was the hardest period of my life. So Holy Spirit came out of that,
right,
you know, that worship, like that I was, it was like I was reborn. I came out of this. I always describe it as I literally went through the valley of the shadow of death, and then I came out a changed person. I came out stronger. I came out better. That's the way I see it.
And then this song came out after that.
Yes, that was the first song that came from that.
Amazing, amazing. There's one thing I'd like to ask, though, in the middle of this. You went through a period, a phase, a dark phase, and then you came out of it. You had a new song. You were able to worship again because, if I got it correctly, in that phase it was hard for you to worship, which is very understandable. What I would love to know, though, is not even what happened afterwards, but what exactly helped you get out of that phase? You know, because I mean, somebody can relate, listening to you right now can relate, because he or she might be there and he or she might be in that place right now and is looking at you like, okay, so this person finally did come out and this person came out, you know, was able to worship again, but there's somebody who's in that phase right now. I can't pray, I can't worship, I'm in that dark phase, and it's taken so long, and I just can't heal.
What I would tell someone like that is, the person should know that it's okay. First of all, it's okay to feel that way. That you're not feeling anything wrong. It's not, you're not having a bad, just because you can't do this at this point in time, it doesn't make you a bad person, and it doesn't mean that you're doing anything against, you know. But bottom line is that it's okay. You're going, it's a phase that you're going to pass through. And also remember that God never gives us burdens that we can't bear. I always kept on telling myself that period that I judge God faithful.
Yeah.
I judge God. I kept on reminding myself. I kept on telling myself I judge God faithful. Then another thing that I would tell such a person is, have a support system. It's very important. Have someone to talk to. Have someone you can talk about it to. For me, my major support system, my husband is the closest person to me on earth, but I couldn't relate it with him because he hadn't had that experience. So for me, my support system was actually my sisters, because we were going through the same experience. So we all lost a brother. So in the middle of night, I can't sleep, I called them. They can't sleep, they call me. So we all tell each other, it's all right, it's a passing phase, we'll get through it together, we're here for each other. So have someone that understands that is also, if you're a Christian, which I want to believe most of the time, this is a Christian station and all that. If you're a believer, have a good support system, spiritual support system for
that
you at that period. Yes,
that
it will
help
a lot.
Wow, thank you so much. That was also very helpful. All right, so we're going to take a break right now and then come back for the final lap of the interview. For those who have not heard the song, I'm wondering, what have you been listening to? But here's the song, Holy is the Lord by Lamy. When we are back, we're going to wrap up the interview with the final lap of it. So stick around. Here is Holy is the Lord.
Your name.
One of my favorite parts of the song, and I'm actually, will this be a request or a recommendation now? Maybe one of these days you should sing a song that's purely Hausa.
Okay, my husband has been campaigning for it,
right?
Yes,
I mean, yeah. So I mean, that makes
so
us.
So you'll be happy. He's happy now. He has a supporter.
It would be really good, yes. You know, because you know, getting to this Hausa part, I'm just thinking, what if this was like the beginning of the song? Mm-hmm. It would be and I don't even understand Hausa, so you can imagine for those who would do.
Yes.
So that's great. Okay, so before we let you go, we have a little game we want to play.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you a few questions. You're not going to think about it. You're just going to answer straight up. Are you born again?
Yes.
And that kind of question, right?
Yes, definitely.
But these questions will have two options.
Okay.
It's either A or B. And most times, we experience both of these two. You just choose which you prefer. For example, let me use one very easy... makeup or no makeup?
When going out, makeup.
Yes, all right, yeah. So stuff like that, you won't have to think about it. You just hit it straight. Like, all right, so let's go. Rainy season or dry season?
Dry season. No, sorry. Sorry about that, because I kind of like the two, because I don't like heat. So when it's been Lagos, I would say rainy season.
Okay.
I would say rainy season in Lagos, but if it's in the north, I'll prefer dry season.
Okay, all right. Let's go now. This time around,
okay,
no thinking. You just the first question, the first answer that comes to mind is what we want to hear. All right, skirts or trousers?
Trousers.
Casual or corporate?
Casual.
Slow tempo or fast tempo songs?
Slow tempo.
Night or daytime?
Night.
Android or iPhone?
Android.
Apple. Android. Salon or SUV? Car.
SUV.
Did you hear the sound of that? Like, SUV. Come on. Okay, best place to live now, north or south?
Oh, north.
Oh, north? Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Tell me why.
I mean, my heart. My heart loves the north. Yes, that's where my heart is.
Wow. Okay, so now, there are lots of songs that we sing at this time of the year. Christmas Carol, From Joy to the World, O Come, O Ye Faithful, and lots of them. What would you say, or which would you say is your favorite of all these Christmas carols?
Oh, Holy Night. I wouldn't even think about it.
That's Silent Night.
Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining.
Oh, I didn't even think about that one.
I love it. I love that song.
Oh, great. Okay, so which is your favorite time of the year? ranging from January to December, what time of the year would you say is your favorite? Or season? Well, or holiday?
Oh, Christmas. It has to be Christmas.
Oh, you're a Christmas fan too?
Yes, I am.
That's one of their escorts.
I think it will have to be Christmas.
Holiday spot. Where would you love to, your favorite place to get away to?
I don't even have to think about it. Dubai.
Ah.
Yes, definitely. Oh, great. My best trip ever was there.
Ah, nice.
Well, last two. The last. Well, my top two were all in Dubai.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. And finally, to wrap up, you've done very well, I must say. Let's put a round of applause for her. Yeah. Your perfect Christmas gift, if you were to be gifted a Christmas gift this season, what would you describe a perfect one?
Wow. Can you put that to an item? An SUV. Somebody should just give me an SUV. Maybe my husband will hear this and upgrade the one I have. Yes. But really, I think for me, the perfect gift for me is any act of love. That's the honest truth.
Wow.
Any act of love. It's not how big the gift is or how small, but the heart behind it. Yes, that's what matters.
Wow. Yes. Great. Mm-hmm. I've had a lovely time chatting with Lami today on the show. Your surname, you might want to help us with that, because I didn't even know my sin and got it to the ends of the world where I wouldn't say I murdered the name, but I didn't get the pronunciation correctly. So you might want to help us with that.
Okay. My name is Lami. My surname is Manzo Aiwehoi. So Manzo is my father's name. I still maintain it.
Okay.
And Aiwehoi is my surname, my husband, my married name.
Aiwehoi.
Yes. A-I-W-E-K-H-O-E. So the K is silent.
Exactly. Aiwehoi.
Exactly.
I'm not going to forget anymore. Aiwehoi. I'm trying to score it. Aiwehoi. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
We're looking forward to a lot more from you. As we look forward to a promising ministry, recording ministry.
Look forward to getting more too.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. By the way, like I said earlier when we kicked off the interview, you can follow her on social media. She's going to get more active on Instagram. So,
mm-hmm. But on Facebook, there's Lami too.
Okay.
I go by Lami. I have two accounts. There's Lami and then there's the one with my full name.
Okay.
Lami Manzo Aiwehoi.
Aiwehoi.
So anyway.
So check that out. On Facebook and across
like
social media.
That one is the page, the Lami.
Okay, it's the page. Lame. All right, thank you so much, guys. We are still on the Praise the Clock show, but it was so great hanging with Lami on the show today. God bless you, ma'am.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.